This is KUT. A group of owners and renters are suing the city of Austin over its effort to regulate short-term rental units, or STRs, like those you find on sites like Airbnb or HomeAway. KUT's Saeed Hassan reports.
The suit claims several problems with the city's STR ordinance, from a cap on the number of occupants to a 10 p.m. curfew. Robert Henneke is an attorney with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. That's the conservative think tank that's representing the plaintiffs.
The city of Austin's ordinance imposes unreasonable and unlawful caps on assembly within short-term rental properties.
Henneke argues the city is trying to impose illegal regulations on STRs, including what he calls the unlawful search and seizure of the properties.
You have to agree to allow code compliance to be able to come in and inspect your property at, quote, any reasonable time. So that means that code compliance can show up at your house, knock on your door 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and say, I want to come in and look around.
Earlier this year, the Austin City Council passed new regulations for short-term rentals that are not owner-occupied. It also adopted a plan to phase out these types of STRs by 2022. Those who support the ordinance say it would cut down on noise and traffic from short-term rentals that essentially serve as mini hotels in some residential neighborhoods. But James Quintero with the Texas Public Policy Foundation disagrees.
There have been zero citations for noise or trash in the 4 years leading up to the enactment of this ordinance. So at the end of the day, they just haven't pointed to any justification for why this ordinance should be going forward, other than picking winners or losers in this economy. And under the Texas Constitution, that's just simply not permissible.
The city attorney's office did not respond to requests for comment Monday. The city's short-term rental ordinance is set to go into effect next year. Saeed Hassan, KUT News.